Andrew Mason, Casey Jones back here at the Glass Tech Board for this week's edition of Game Reflections, looking back at three players from the Broncos lost to Washington on Sunday. We'll start on the offensive side. Some good things in the running game, starting right here with the first of two 21-yard runs by C.J. Anderson, who, of course, is now just 54 yards away from the first 1,000-yard season of his career with plays like this that allowed him to get close to that milestone mark.
And it's plays like this that make C.J. Anderson one of my favorite players. Start with 22 personnel, two backs. You got Janovich as a fullback coming in, and he absolutely just annihilates people when he's on the field. But that 22 personnel, they have an extra blocker in the backfield and two tight ends, the big physical operation when those guys are on the field. But look on the edge. It's Quanjo, a face you don't normally see on the offensive line, just absolutely burying his man. And then Janovich is there to finish off the block. And then from here, C.J. Anderson just runs to the sideline. And then he finally puts a big finishing move on who else but Josh Norman. Josh Norman's head's going back into the sideline. I like this play. I don't know why they don't run more of this, but absolutely a great physical run. Great job by the offensive line and that 22 personnel, as always.
And also for Quanjo, of course, that was his first work on the field since the Broncos signed him last month. He played seven plays in this game, and this was probably his best one. And C.J. Anderson, after the game point, praised his work. You can see probably a face mask there for the guy going against Quanjo. But you know what? Nice play by him regardless. On to the second of C.J. Anderson's 21-yard runs going in the other direction. Once again, you can see Andy Janovich here getting a nice little lead block. And this got the Broncos going once again. Of course, they couldn't capitalize fully on this, but still more good work from C.J. Anderson in the running game.
And again, 22 personnel, but then you have Janovich on the wing going all the way across formation. This is a designed cutback. They tried to start the zone play side, and then it's a cutback all the way back to the left side. Great job by Heierman on All-Pro Kerrigan. He holds him off just long enough for Janovich to clear. Then C.J. is off to the races. Great play all around.
One thing what both players had in common as well, good work from the interior offensive line, which has gotten a lot better in the last few weeks with Connor McGovern and Max Garcia at the guards. Now on to the second half, and this was a play that kept the Broncos in the game. Will Parks with an interception off of Kirk Cousins here in the red zone. Big play as far as keeping the Broncos in it, keeping it a one-score game, makes the play in the end zone. You know, you can see the other defenders around him. Josh Doctson, the intended receiver from Kirk Cousins. Big play for the defense, kept the game close.
Yeah, and on this play, this is very uncharacteristic for Kirk Cousins. He just locks on to his receiver all the way down the field, and you see Will Parks, he just plays center field in the back of the end zone, watching Kirk Cousins' eyes the entire time. Very uncharacteristic for Kirk Cousins, who had a great day for nearly 300 yards and three touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, like I was telling Casey before this, as I'm watching the play develop in real time, I'm thinking he's either going to eat this ball or he's just going to throw it away, because you can see coverage, and then there's an open man then flashing late up here, but he'd already committed to making the throw, and of course it was a bad decision. Parks was Johnny on the spot, makes the big play, but of course to no avail for the Broncos in a 27-11 loss. We'll be back here one more time next week to wrap up the season with some plays from the Broncos regular season finale against the Chiefs. For Casey Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.